You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm not happy. The Don and Mike
Show. Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crespi?
We'll find out here.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, that's right.
Muy bueno.
Su día ya viene llegando.
Buzz?
Yes?
Just ahead of the news. Let me pod that down for just a moment to play this. We never got to our fantasy football results for week number 8.
Oh, yes.
In the damn dummy league. Here we go. Joe Ardinger's Westies defeated my Lombardies 93-84.
Ooh, close game.
The Buzz Killers.
Uh-huh.
Beat Robbie 89-62.
Dashing his hopes of running the table.
Michael Sean Patrick Tex O'Mara, 90. Former producer John, 79.
I am a 7-1 now.
And yeah. The big winner for the week, Matt the Pollock. His team, the effing asses, beat my son's team, the Fighting Drunks.
Wow.
109-96.
Ooh, that is a handy victory.
Ouch. Here you go. In the dumb division, as Mike just mentioned, you've got the Americans at 7-1.
Would that be, by any chance, I haven't looked at it that much, would that be the best record in the league going away?
It's another pro.
Shut up.
Yes, Mike.
All right.
Followed by John the ex-producer at 5-3, Matt the Pollock at 3-5, and Bart at 2-6. In the dumber division, Joe is in first place, 5-3, tied with Buzz at 5-3.
Uh-huh.
I'm at 3-5, and Rob, who is not going to have his microphone turned on, is at 2-6. Thank you. Now,
one game
Rob, shut up.
How's that?
Shut up.
Shut
up.
I don't hear you.
Shut up.
And we're not even going to spin the wheel of Holly today. We're just going to give you a little sample of Holly Morris.
Just a little taste.
This morning.
A taste of Holly.
On Channel 5. Just a little bit now.
Uh-huh.
Very good. With that, who's ready to go into the ghoulish garage? All right. Hey, listen, we're going to attempt that coming up in our next Hour Plus. We'll have some more magic from Eric. So stay with us as we are live this morning from the creepiest crib in all of the greater Washington area. It's right here in Rockville. Back to you guys.
All right.
All right.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Okay, Holly.
We'll spin the wheel of Halloween, Holly, as well tomorrow.
All right, Holly.
On the show. Now it's time for Buzz of the News.
Someone's at the door, though.
My apologies, Buzz. We got an early trick-or-treater, I guess.
Trick-or-treat? That's right, it's me. I'm back. Look at me. I'm a condom. If you're going to shag it, you better bag it. I'm dancing with the stars.
And now here's...
Don't you like my condom suit?
Hi, everybody.
Happy
this
news,
is
Buzz.
The news.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Merrill Howard. Kayla. Isn't he wonderful?
Uh-huh.
Fabulous job. That's right. I'm going as inanimate objects now.
Wow.
That's it. Slightly off microphone.
I like that.
Isn't that right, Mr. Newsman?
That's right, Tom.
And here he is. Time for another costume.
We got a motto during this segment. You snooze, you lose.
Well, I wasn't sure if Tom was
trick or treat. That's right, America. I'm a colostomy bag. Who'd like to empty me? Should be fun. I'm dancing with the stars. I love Halloween.
Clearly. Hi, Don and Mike.
Jump in anytime.
Hi, Buzz, and now it's time for the news.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
I say this to everybody. It's your own fault for liking reality shows in the first place. Now, there are too many to count, most of them bad. And more reality shows appear to be in our future because of the pending Hollywood writer's strike. The strike could begin as soon as Thursday of this week. The first time you'd really notice would be next fall when there are no TV series, just wall-to-wall unscripted stuff. What could possibly
do you
go
care,
wrong?
Do you care that the Hollywood writers are going on strike? Is your burp a sign of indifference to
yes.
that?
Yes, it was a protest burp.
A protest burp.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Quoting one reality show producer, I was in a network meeting today, and they were referring to the fact that the timing is really good for reality producers.
Hey, I've seen some of the stuff. I read Entertainment Weekly magazine that the crap that they've got piled up now, in case there is a writer's strike.
Right.
Please, I'd almost say bring reality TV back. I mean, the sitcom ideas that I saw are so incredibly stupid. One of them is called, I know, I take it back, it's a reality show called Farmer Wants a Wife. Mm. And it's one of those that when you first hear it, you think, like, oh, it may be funny, but right. I'm sure it will suck.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll suck.
And then one of the scripted sitcoms had Jeffrey Tambor playing a washed-up talk show host.
Ooh.
Obviously kind of trying to trade on the Larry Sanders thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know.
I read this article in the Entertainment Weekly magazine where they said this is what the networks have planned in case of a strike. And in every single instance, I went, oh, suck.
Because we're so saturated with it already.
But don't come whining to me when House isn't on and they have some reality show on in its place. That's a scripted show, and you like that show.
You speak for the writers, right?
But here's the thing. When is this strike going? If it happens, it will trickle down and mm-hmm. affect us, the regular viewers, when?
Next fall.
Will Dancing with the Stars still be on, though? I'm curious about
yes,
that.
Yes, no writing required.
Of course, there'll be plenty of that.
And tomorrow is promised to no one, so as long as the writer's strike is not affecting tonight's TV, I'm fine with it.
I understand. One of the writers,
thank God.
One of the writers in one of the Law and Orders has a four-year-old and another kid on the way, but he says he's willing to risk it all by standing up for what's right.
Oh, what a brave man he is. Let's make an erection to him. That'd be quite an erection.
In this case, Wright is giving the writers a piece of the profit when their work turns up on DVD and the internet. Their bosses say, not until we see how much profit there's going to be.
I'm always on the side of talent, mm-hmm. and I guess the people that write the scripts are talented.
Yes, they
absolutely.
Are.
But it seems to me you reach a point when everybody wants to stretch that penny mm-hmm. to the point where, okay, this guy gets this much and this guy gets this much. We live in an age now, doesn't everybody agree, where piracy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's piracy? Where's that?
Gracias.
What happened to that say, Rob? Where's the piracy?
It did not make the cut.
Oh,
it didn't make. Well, never mind then.
There it is. Thank you.
Oh, arg. They're so worried about the nickel and dime stuff.
The writers or everybody?
Yeah, everybody.
Well, the writers want to get their taste of it. And it's not like they're not fairly well compensated
right.
now.
They want their money. The actors want their money.
Right.
The directors want their money. Then the studios are saying, we want our money. And furthermore, we're going to slice the pie even more. Mm-hmm. We're not going to put our stuff on iTunes anymore. We're going to start our own site. We're going to charge people our own money
right.
for our own shows. And then they're going to come and they're going to say, hold on a second. You got a new revenue stream now. We want a piece of that, too. How many ways can you stretch a goddamn penny?
Mm.
And all these shows that they write on TV, with the exception of two or three of them,
right.
aren't they all really just boxes of shog dit?
Yeah, I agree.
I would say that about the reality
really,
shows,
I mean,
though, given the choice.
No, Buzz, hold on a second. Yeah. The show Back to You. With Kelsey Grammer,
uh-huh.
which I guess is getting
did they finally cancel it?
And that got
no.
a full season renewal.
Oh,
yeah, it's
God.
It's
let me just tell you,
its ratings have been good.
My humble opinion,
mm-hmm.
I would watch Deal or No Deal or Survivor before I watch a tired, old, same, goddamn Kelsey Grammer going, oh, I'm very snooty, and then yeah. Patricia Heaton goes, yes, and I'm the C word. Then they go, you're on the air. Hi, Eyewitness News.
That's right.
Yeah. Yuck.
What if they pay only for original ideas?
then everybody would go broke.
There are no original ideas in Hollywood, though.
That is true.
They'd all go broke.
But well, do you get what I'm saying?
I do. I understand. It's a legitimate
thing. No, you get frustrated about hearing the money thing I was talking about. It's even in sports when I was talking about the A-Rod thing the
yeah.
other day. I mean, it's just everywhere.
No.
And it's insane money.
And about that, I guess you were right about that.
Oh, you bet your ass I was.
I saw that agent for A-Rod made a half-assed apology to the Red Sox, the Yankees, Major League Baseball. You are right.
And also Joe Buck and Tim McCarver. I mean, talk about missing the ball on that one. I mean, everybody, I know so many people that felt that way when that came on the fourth game of the World Series. They make their big announcement. And A-Rod, it's had an amazing backfire effect on A-Rod and his agent, Scott Boras, who I thought was a smarter guy than that.
Anyway, I was of the thinking that it was just Red Sox fans getting mm-hmm. their panties in a wad, but it's like sports fans everywhere.
And you know, when you have a $250 million contract, and you're, you know, and they're everybody's saying now it's about the money. That's what it's about.
And that's kind of where, with the writer's strike as well, Buzz, mm-hmm. if this is going to happen, goddamn, you know that with the studios in Hollywood.
And I'm not blaming the writers, though. I mean, what I'm saying is just you know, spread the pie out a little bit. I mean, really, there's plenty of money to go around for everybody.
Exactly what I was going to say. Right. When you go to the studios themselves, they could certainly afford to say, okay, you're going to get a cost of living. We're going to give you a penny on every DVD. We'll give you a penny on every download.
It's so much money.
And
it's
you know
so much more money that than the average American can even fathom,
right?
That they could spread it around.
They'd never notice it.
No.
It's
no.
the same money that these asses use on their corporate jets to fly around the world.
Or paying the stars, you know, the you know, tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars. I mean, it really, it shouldn't come. Are you saying basically it shouldn't really have to come to this?
Right. There's
it
enough,
shouldn't be this little spray, you know, are they really trying? And what it is the executives, the studios, that are just trying to hold on to, you know, they're nickel and diming these guys.
Yeah, I agree. As it turns out, though, real life is very much like a reality show with a winning team and a losing team. Real life is very much like a genetic game of Survivor. Talk about your evolution theories, and we will when we return.
You know what?
What?
You're book smart. We'll be right back.
He's going to be right back?
Uh-huh.
I had another costume.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Look what I am now. I'm Heather Mills' artificial leg. It's about time on Dancing with the Stars. Pay the writers what they want.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
You're right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're a goddamn genius.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
We did something very bad.
Did you wreck the car?
No.
Did you raise the dead?
Yes.
But the car's okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, then.
I know it's going to be scary.
This is really scary.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Wasn't that scary, huh, kids?
Suria ya viene llegando.
That's scary.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
Oh, it's time for Buzz.
What about weed? Is it going to be any weed?
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well. I think you're going to like this. A respected British evolutionist has made a projection about what lies ahead for us humans.
It looks like baby vomit.
If we make it another 100,000 years, Oliver Curry sees us splitting, the human race splitting into two distinct species, separated by type, not color. One species would be a superior version of what we are now. The other would be goblin-like, small, ugly, and stupid. And although we'd both be the color of creamed coffee, the superior humans would be smarter, taller, and better looking. They would live longer.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
To be more specific, women would have large eyes, glossy hair, completely hairless skin, and breasts that never sag. Men's facial features would
be... Well, the last one I like.
I like kind of the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Men's... Well, no, not completely hairless.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks for not being gross.
Thank you very much.
Men's facial features, according to this projection, would be symmetrical, their voices would be deeper, and they would be more like Peter North.
Oh, you mean bigger?
Peter North. Oh, my God.
What do you mean, to be able to shoot?
No, just
or they'd have more.
Bigger. Just bigger.
More stuff. Bigger.
Just, yes, a larger package.
Bigger packages.
Yes, to be specific.
The taller people would be, or
yes,
everybody?
The taller people. The
Not the goblins?
The more superior humans. Really.
Pig Venus.
I don't know.
Pig Venus.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were talking about pigs for a moment. Curry, this anthropologist, evolutionist, says...
Oh, it's pig Latin.
Exactly. I understand that now.
Huge heinous.
Curry says people are becoming more selective in their breeding, and that's what's guiding these changes as well as the splitting of
passive
the
species. Passive
meanus. Erpel pay.
Oh.
Elbert hay.
Igbay Alls bay.
Ainy they.
We get into, do we get into trouble when we
no.
do pig Latin?
No, we don't. Step away, Rob. You don't know the rules.
I was just looking at him.
I know, but he comes and he steps in that way like, hey, watch it. Watch it.
I'm here.
Step, I had nothing to do with it.
Just step away. Step out of the line of fire. Out of the line of hot fire. Vain. You're so vain. Vain, vain, vain.
Viva, 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 viva.
Vain, vain, vain.
Exxon on a different vein. Oh, look, it's the door.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I got a trick or treat there.
It's that time of year.
Trick or treat. I'm Tom Bergeron, dressed as your favorite porn star, Peter North. Look how big I am on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
Exxon may get out of
paying. Makes you want to hit the delay button, doesn't it?
Oh, more than anything. I hate comedy.
Itching.
He actually, Tom Bergeron told me he has a variety of porn stars that he'll be dressing as on Halloween.
Wow. Here's one now.
I'm sorry.
Trick or treat. I'm Ron Jeremy's unit. That's right. Look at me. I'm smiling back at you. I'm dancing by the bar.
Veiny. Uh-huh. Lots of veins.
Yes.
So no more on the goblins in the because that was
no
pretty...
that's the projection. Is it two species of humans? One tall, handsome, and smart. The other short, ugly, and stupid.
And of course, what will happen will be that the superior species will subjugate the lesser species.
Unless the
no. Do your green goblin. If we're gonna turn into goblins, do your green goblin.
Green goblin.
Spider-Man.
Hello, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I'm a goblin, but I'm really Willem Dafoe.
Exxon may get out of paying $2.5 billion in damages to the people and businesses hurt by the oil spill of the Exxon Valdez. In the early 90s, Captain Joe Hazelwood of the Exxon Valdez drank some vodka and rammed his ship into the coast of Alaska, coating 1,300 miles of coastline with black, sticky goo,
yep.
11 million gallons of crude oil. It not only messed up some animals, air, land, and sea, it wrecked people's lives. Fishermen, natives, landowners, small businesses, even whole towns. But Exxon says it should not have to pay $2.5 billion to those people. Well, Exxon says it can't be held responsible for Captain Joe's condition, especially since somehow the captain was acquitted of the drunk boating charge.
That was not funny.
No, it wasn't. But Exxon says it's paid enough in the $3.5 billion it spent cleaning up the mess. And now the Supreme Court says it will consider these things and possibly let Exxon off the hook.
Are you calling him Captain, like Captain Crunch?
I am.
C-A-P apostrophe N.
Captain Joe Hazelwood. That's right.
Captain Drunky Drunk.
Captain Joe. Exxon's the world's biggest oil company with a profit just last year of $39.5 billion. It would have to give up nearly a month's worth of profits to cover the rest of the damage.
You know, that's when we get back to the whole thing about money, like with the writers and the studios. At some point, you look at something that somebody nice, who just gave $1 million? Somebody just gave.
It was a race car driver, wasn't it?
Oh, Jimmy Johnson gave $1 million to the wildfire relief fund.
Oh, that's right. We just talked about
that. And you look at that and you go,
I think it was $100,000.
That's extremely, whatever
or
amount.
Or maybe it was $1 million.
Whatever amount. And some celebrity recently gave $1 million.
Yeah.
You look and go, well, that's incredible. That's a drop in the bucket for them. And then Bill Gates says, well, he's going to do something. Mm-hmm. Seriously, Bill Gates has enough money right now.
Mm-hmm.
If money solved problems.
Mm-hmm.
He could really solve the world's problems.
I think about the world's problems, which I think all come from the fact that you look at the areas where the trouble comes from, and you look at the conditions, and you say to yourself, you know, when you're dealing with how many billions of dollars does Exxon make in profit?
Last year it was $39.5 billion.
I'm all for capitalism.
I am too, but I think there's a limit to it.
At some point, you might just say, you know,
it's crazy.
Listen, $300 million profit. You know, we can do maybe, we can make buy on $295 million.
Yeah. And out of that profit, I would love to know, and I think a lot of Americans would love to know, out of all that profit, you know, where is it going? And is it really going back into developing new technologies? Or is it, you know, is it going to the CEO's house?
Mm.
You know, you wonder about that.
Yeah. Who's that dude that I saw on TV today?
Buffett?
Warren Buffett,
yeah.
Right, Jimmy's brother.
Mm-hmm. Berkshire Hathaway.
He was walking around his office having a good time. Now, he was doing this for TV, but he was walking up to the receptionist and saying, how much do you pay in taxes? And she's like an hourly worker.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, everybody in his office pays more taxes than he does, and he's like a multimillionaire.
Yeah, and he was complaining about it.
Really. Yeah,
that's what, I mean, he's smart enough. He's a good philanthropist, too. I mean, he does give away a lot
number
of
them
money.
Are.
Mm-hmm.
Companies, not so much. Individuals, more so. Your boss will
But you got a guy like Bill Gates. That's what makes me nuts, because Bill Gates seems to be like a tree hugger. Bill Gates seems to be a pretty liberal guy who wants to donate to make the world a better place. Bill and Melinda Gates.
He does more than a lot of companies.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I get that. But still, I get to the end of the day with him, like, he's sitting on a pile of 80, put as many zeros behind it as you want money. You can't tell me that he couldn't just say, you know what, I'm just going to give 20% of my earnings to charity.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
huge.
He would still have enough money to wipe his butt with $1,000 bills every day of his life.
Yeah, and you look and you listen to this story about Exxon, and you say, you know what, they've already paid $3 billion.
Yeah, $2.5 billion.
Out of their whole nut. And since that happened, if you added up their
profits,
not necessarily, you know, giving it away to the people that might have been suing them, giving it, you know, to the people that can implement environmental strategies to get the coast of Alaska back. I don't know, man. It's just, it's nuts. And it gets back to what you were saying about the music industry when you really say, and it gets back to A-Rod. I think it's all tied into what you were saying before. Where, I mean, at a certain point, and you don't want to be anti-capitalism. I believe in capitalism, but how much
wouldn't you love to
is
see
enough, really, to solve maybe some of the great problems we have?
Let's be specific. Wouldn't you love to see A-Rod sign his contract, which will be for what, for $300 million, and have him say, you know what? I'm going to give $10 million right up front to help rebuild New Orleans.
Right.
You know what that $10 million is to him?
Right.
Very seriously. It's the $20 that you and I have in our wallet right now.
Yeah.
It's $10 million that Alex Rodriguez will never see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's scary sometimes.
Very scary.
If I was richer, I'd do more.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I'm not rich enough.
I understand.
There's that rich level you talk about when you're talking about, you know what you're talking about? These guys with contracts that are hundreds of millions of dollars. And in the case of Warren Buffett and also Bill Gates, you're talking about billions
yes.
of dollars. Billions. Billions.
And don't get me started on stupid Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want me to go see B-movie? Mm-hmm. Please, Jerry, who I'm about to want to strangle now from those HP commercials.
And the right. ads.
Where you have to promote your stupid wife's plagiarized book
yeah,
in
nice
the
that
HP
he was
commercials.
Nice that he was putting down the lady that accused her of plagiarism, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find that credible, Jerry, just in case. You know, just in case you think you're smarter than the world, that your little snide comments you made on Letterman last night about this book, I didn't buy it. If you're paying attention to that, Jerry Seinfeld, I didn't buy the fact that she didn't plagiarize it. Yes, everybody has food, and people mash up vegetables. We're talking about specific recipes going into your wife's brownies.
Have you seen the commercial I'm talking about for HP?
No, I haven't
seen just his hands.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, and B-movie promoted, too.
Well, I'm Jerry, and, oh, yes, DreamWorks says you have to get two B-movie mentions here, and there's my wife's book.
Right.
And it's all done with graphics, and I look at that, and I say, I just read something last week that said last year he made $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. And you're looking at a commercial for a product that he gets paid to endorse while at the same time he's promoting his wife's book, which he's going to make money on, and the movie that he's going to make money on.
And the TV show that he makes $60 million a year for has been off the air for 7, 8, 9, 10 years now, however long it is. I swear to Christ, I don't know how these people live with themselves. If I was ever blessed enough to be in that tax bracket, I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror in the morning without saying, okay, if I'm going to go out and buy 20 Porsches today, maybe I'll pay $20 a month to save some starving kids somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not rich enough.
Yeah, it
if
just
everyone
seems to
would
me really
just make me rich, I'll take care of everything.
And this doesn't just go to America. This goes around the world. And you wonder, really, where does all this crap come from? Where does this terrorism come from? I really think it comes, you know, you go and you see where the breeding ground is for a lot of the problems we have in the world.
Won't you?
I mean, it's amazing where these people live and the conditions they live in and, you know, and the desperation, and that's where all this stuff comes from.
Would you please make me rich? Please make me rich.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Please.
I would ask.
You can trust me.
Won't you?
I will. I promise I'll use most of the money to help people.
Very good. And if I hit the Mega Millions, and I do play the Mega Millions,
I would use a minimal amount on eBay.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
A minimal amount.
A little spending money.
That's right.
Sure.
It's a car.
The Pope's prescription for pharmacists and other stories when we continue.
Oh, look, it's the door. We got more trick-or-treaters, too? Jesus Christ.
Trick-or-treat. I'm Tom Bergeron, dressed as Bill Gates. Look what happens when I turn over and I poo. Dollar bills come out. I'm dancing with the stars. Excellent notion. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Whoa, look out!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Bow, 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 bow. Check out our website if you get a chance. Bow, 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 bow. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Bow, 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 bow. Jim Nance's picture's up there right now. Here is Buzz Gridley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Buzz has on a layered look today.
Right.
T-shirt and like a long T-shirt underneath.
That's right. All the kids are wearing.
Sexy.
Thank
Buzz
you.
Is kind of a hippie. Berkeley, California, hippie swinger, Malibu.
I love it when you do men at work.
Maui, wowie.
So do I.
Buzzy, wuzzy.
The Pope is telling pharmacists not to hand out condoms or any other birth control product, including the morning after pill.
Yeah, it's a very bad business.
Mm-hmm. There he is.
I'm Pope Ratzenberger.
That's right.
Hey there.
Oh, it's a ghost. There's a ghost here. It's Halloween. There's a ghost. It's John Paul, JP2. How you doing? Who do you like? Who do you like in the big game? Patriots, Colts there, Pontiff. Original.
I am flesh and bone.
Not anymore.
Just a man.
I am just a big floating Enos Pay. I am the Opay Enos Pay.
That's the ghost of Pope John Paul. Comes to me in my dreams.
That will be the name of my book, incidentally, when I rewrite all of our religious beliefs into one easy-to-understand concept for everyone.
Uh-huh.
The Pope has a penis.
Ah, very good.
Because he's a man, just like us.
I look forward to reading your tome.
He's a man in a funny hat,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and yet we treat him as if he's God's choice.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a man with a penis.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
How you doing, Ratzenberger?
Yeah, doing okay. Sometimes I can't see it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're getting heavy.
Yeah, getting a little heavy. Got a little beer belly, a little German beer belly.
Putting on some weight.
Yep.
Speaking to a convention of Catholic pharmacists, the Pontiff said their bosses would just have to understand their conscientious objections. Objections to, quote, products that have clearly immoral purposes. There have been lawsuits lately from pharmacists who do object to being ordered by law or by their employers to dispense what their conscience or their church won't let them. Joey Buttafuoco's old friend Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita, as she was known, is apparently the latest star of the latest sex tape.
Ooh.
The one she and her husband made earlier this year before they filed for divorce.
I'd look at it.
It's now in the hands of a Los Angeles porn distributor, and Amy Fisher is not happy about that.
I don't know if I would watch it. No, I'd take it back.
Yeah, I'd take a peek.
I'm curious.
I'd take a peek.
I watch animals having sex on the National Geographic Channel. Of course I'd watch that.
Man, there's so much good stuff there. Thank you for telling me to get that good dish. all of it in beautiful high def.
Uh-huh. High def. I especially love watching, what animal is it? It's an insect that while they mate, one of them lives and one of them dies, and the one that lives eats the other one.
That's the CBS vice president.
Hey, and what's going on at CBS? The stock was up $5.
Mm-hmm.
Something tells me this company's about to be sold or something. Our heads are about to roll.
I've always hoped that we would be sold to China.
Based on the strength of a really good show yesterday. That's what did it.
Amen.
Get out of here. Would you?
So once this divorce began, then this sex tape turned up in the hands of an L.A. porn distributor. Amy Fisher, very unhappy about that, and she's not a woman you want to make unhappy.
The Long Island Lolita.
As a teenager having an affair with Joey Buttafuoco, Amy ultimately shot Joey's wife in the face, Red Light District Video. Hopes to start selling the home video next month.
Oh, in time for Christmas.
And finally, you know you're drinking too much when... The whole family's on the sauce. In Northville, Michigan, a man was stopped for DUI, and his 12-year-old son was with him at the time. Mom had to come pick up the boy at the police station, and then she was arrested for DUI.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Kid's been turned over to relatives till all this comes up in court. You know you're drinking too much when the hangover lasts 7 months. In Scotland, a man walked into an emergency room last fall with wavy vision and a month-old headache.
Joe!
Doctors checked absolutely everything, ran every conceivable test, and they were stumped until they found out by talking to the man that he had drunk 5 dozen pints of beer in 4 days after a fight with his wife.
Gracias.
It took 6 more months of treatment for the hangover to go away.
Oh. Buenos dias.
Oh, my God!
It could happen to you.
Oh, my God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All those years, Buzz, and you finally got Mike. You finally got a story that's got him upside.
I'm scared S-less.
Well, don't drink 60 pints.
Upset, I should
all
say.
Right.
Stop at 59.
Right.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with our spooktacular.
Yay.
Until then, Safe home. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And head.
Amy Lynn was at Executive Getty, and I said, Amy, shut the cabinet.
You win. I don't have any tonight.
Marilyn Chambers.
I had her last week.
Oh, you had her last
Jenna
week?
Jenna Jameson.
I'm dancing with the stars.
Someone's at the door.
Again.
Trick or treat. I'm the Pope's penis. A funny concept to leave you with as Don and Mike say goodnight to all of you. And please, watch Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. Night, Don.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.